Yes, hello everyone. How's it going? What's the crack? My name is Michael and welcome back. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the McLav Podcast. I hope you're keeping well. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're at, however you're taking in this episode, and I thank you so much for doing so. I hadn't really much planned for this episode until recently. Sort of had a bit of a brainwave. Well, I say a brainwave. I'll just get straight into it. Something, folks, something happened. Something so shocking and compelling and maybe even scary. So much so that it forced me to go and download a new sound button, folks. I joined the gym. I know. I can't believe it either. Now, I haven't been to the gym yet because I only signed up today. But I'm going to the gym tomorrow, and I tell you right now, I am terrified. Haven't been to the gym. I'm 23. Haven't been to the gym in, like, properly to a gym nearly ever. I'm being serious about that. I went a few times, obviously, on, like, school PE days, and then a couple times with friends to sort of, like, social club gyms. But, like, properly to a gym by myself, off my own bat, never. And I am bricking them. Now, what am I going to do when I get to the gym? I'm going to walk in, stand scared in the corner until there's a treadmill free, and then probably walk 3 miles and go home. Now, can you do that without a gym membership? Of course you can. I could walk 3 miles around Derby City Centre, which there's actually quite a lot of good walking spots to go and see and do. But it just feels like a dander. If I'm in the gym setting, you know, put the headphones on, listen to podcast or some music or whatever, maybe then I'll actually feel like I'm doing something, and then maybe it'll force me to clean up the diet a wee bit. All that asterisk by a maybe. So it got me thinking. Again, this episode was just going to be a bit of a ramble, but I thought I'd change it up. And because I've never been to the gym before, it got me thinking, you know, what else haven't I done? What else have I never done before? Or what else would I like to do? Now, saying as it's episode 40, I thought I'd sort of steer it in this direction. This is going to be 40 things to try before you're 40. Now, that is 17 years away for myself, so that's a lot of time. You know, these lists, you know, they don't have to be 40. It could be, you know, 40 things to try before you're 50 or before you're 30, or just something to give yourself a bit of a challenge, or some goals or something to work towards. You know, maybe you've got that thing in the back of your mind that you've always wanted to do. Maybe you've wanted to go somewhere on holidays. You wanted to maybe do something as simple as try a certain food. Now, this isn't my list. I've went on and I've Googled and I've found a website by someone called, well, the website's called Hungry, Healthy, Happy. So that's a good start, good positive start. And what is this woman's name? I really should have checked this before we started. Loads of pictures. Her name is Danny. Now, what is Danny's second name? I don't know. But if you want to read this list, go to hungryhealthyhappy.com, my before 40 bucket list. And it says she originally started it in 2014 and just keeps updating it as she ticks something off the list. So my list mightn't exactly be the same. In fact, I know for a fact it'll not be the same. There'll be some things I look at and say, I have no interest or intentions of doing that ever. But it's a good guiding point because I didn't think of 40 things by myself. So she last updated it in September 2021. And yeah, we'll just go through it. We'll go through it together. If you have anything that you know, you're really for some reason dying to get off your chest that you would like to tell me that you would love to do before you're 40, then please feel free to do so at the McLav Podcast on Instagram, at MichaelLavery98 on Twitter, and Michael Lavery on Facebook. And we'll just start a bit of a discussion. The first one, let me see, where are we? It's a pretty basic one. I think this one is on a lot of people's lists, and I see that Danny already has it ticked off, as do I, actually. It is to see the Northern Lights. She says, well, we're lucky enough to see the Northern Lights when we were in Iceland last year. I actually seen them in Lurgan. What did I seen them in Lurgan. A phone call came while I was in my granny's, and this like wave of excitement and almost panic come over her voice. It was like, right, okay, yes. Right, they're outside now. Right, yeah, no problem, we'll go now. I'm not joking, I thought the army or something was outside. I was expecting to see floods. She said, the Northern Lights are outside. I was expecting to see floods of people in the street. Instead, we went to the back door, turned the back light off, and the sky was slightly green. So I haven't had the full Aurora Borealis experience. I've seen a bit of a tinge in the sky in Lurgan. And yes, it definitely was the Northern Lights. It wasn't just, you know, street lights from Achagallon or something. It was actually, you know, it was them. Number two is do 10 different zip lines. Bloody hell. Most people would maybe only have it as one. I have done 2 zip lines, I believe. 3 if you want to count the one in Tonicmore Gardens, you know, at the back of the old play park before they ripped it down. One in Killowen and one somewhere else, which is failing me for some reason. I feel like I was on holiday somewhere, maybe Spain with a family. Yeah, 10 different zip lines. Zip lines are class. They can be scary, like, but the you know, it's like, it is what it is, and you're not going to fall off it. Just sit there and enjoy. I did do this really weird bungee thing in France. Now, I'm aware that bungee jumping's probably on this menu. No, not this menu. Can you tell I'm hungry? This list. And bungee jumping's probably going to be on this list somewhere, but mine was like a weird form of bungee jumping. Right, okay. Order everything off the menu at a restaurant. It will be a small menu. Order everything. Well, yeah, based on my hunger level sometime, I definitely could do that. But, like, what defines a small menu? Like, how many different plates are you getting brought out? Are you getting, like, a burger, pizza, you know, a pasta dish and a steak? Like, that's only 4 things. That's a small menu. Or is it going to be, you know, like, that, what do you call that place in Belfast? Everybody's going. 6 by Nico. You know, that real fancy place where you seemingly don't even get a choice of what you get. You just get it set down to you. Yeah, that would be good. Bear in mind, it would probably be expensive as hell, but sounds like something that would definitely be a good idea. Celebrate New Year's Eve in a different country. Yeah, I would love to do that. Would love to be in London for the fireworks. I think my mum and dad had actually planned to do that the year that COVID sort of messed everything up, which was a real shame. But yeah, speak Spanish to a good standard. See, nah, not for me. I'd rather speak French. Now, I know Spanish travels further and you can take it to more countries with you, but it's just, I feel like I have a better grip of French, and I would nearly, you know, rather just, you know, constantly live in Paris than travel the world speaking Spain. No. I'm losing my mind in this place, I swear to God. Not speaking Spain, speaking Spanish. Number six, buy a house abroad. Yes. Now that's something that's extremely expensive and is, like, you know, is miles off my list ever, but I would love to do it. Even, you know, just to own 2 houses would be something crazy. Number 7, do a Tough Mudder event. Now, if no one knows what a Tough Mudder event is, they look class. It's basically like a big long obstacle course where you have to climb hills and swim through like muddy water and go under barbed wire, and I feel like they're at like a regulation event. I don't think it's like our length. I don't think it's like marathon length, but it's definitely let me Google it real quick. Tough Mudder length. Again, riveting listening, of course. Thank you. Well, you can do these all over the place. I thought there was only a couple of places. Frequently asked questions. Oh, so it's about a 5K. It says here, if it would load, thank you. What is Tough Mudder? Oh, bloody hell. Right, so Events featuring world-class obstacles that range from 5K to 100 miles, creating unforgettable experiences and are designed to help you accomplish something bigger than yourself. Now, if I could combine these two, I would do a Tough Mudder event of, you know, pick a length, maybe 10 mile, and then go and order everything on the menu. Seems like that would check out well. Basically, it's this big, long obstacle course, as I was saying, but, like, you don't just do it on your own. There's, like, hundreds or thousands of people do this, and all at once, and it's all about teamwork and helping each other get through the course, and there's, you know, experts that do it, and then there's people that have just never done a thing like this before, all in the one group, and it helps create a real good team spirit, team camaraderie. I can never say that word, camaraderie. Yeah, that will be good. Number eight. Eight at 5 out of the best 100 restaurants in the world. Right, well, it's clear here that Danny from HungryHealthyHappy.com is minted. I have no real desire for super fancy restaurants. Now, I'd love every so often to, you know, be able to afford or be close enough to act above my means, but never on a constant basis. You know, I'd love to do it once. You know, say, for example, we're talking about Paris there earlier. If I went to Paris, I would love to eat at a fancy restaurant, or if I go to New York, you know, instead of just eating at a McDonald's for 2 weeks straight, I would love to actually go somewhere with a bit of credence about it. But 5 out of the best 100 restaurants in the world, I suppose it doesn't have to be the top 5, it could be 95 right down to 100, but that's going to sting you. Number 9, similar as well, it's 8 at 20 of the best restaurants in the UK. Again, I'm just like, I'm simple when it comes to food. If it tastes nice and you're going to give me large portions of it, just wheel it to me. I mean, it doesn't have to be in a fancy building. I would eat Wetherspoons every day of the week if I could. Enjoy a bottle of wine that costs more than 50 quid. Yeah, it's nice. So, you know, like in every house or most houses anyway, you've got that one big occasion thing. Or, you know, people will go out and buy like cigars or a fancy bottle of wine to celebrate maybe an engagement or like a, you know, if somebody's got a new job that they're really excited about, or if somebody's pregnant or something like that, you know, this is what this is what you bust out whenever you're celebrating big time. So I can see why that would appeal to people. Again, I'm not a massive wine drinker other than Buckfast Tonic. But considering that you could get probably close to 6 bottles for 50 quid, then that just shows my class all over. Run a 5 kilometer. In brackets, if I stop getting injured, and she has it ticked off, so she's done that. I have also done that. I haven't run anywhere in a long time, which is why I'm dreading going back to the gym. Go wild swimming. I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean getting into the water at the beach? Because that's what I'm going to classify it as. If that's the case, then yes, I've done that. You know, done it. You know, let me brag here for a wee second. In the Atlantic Ocean, in the RC, in the Mediterranean, in the Dead Sea, you know, global swimmer. Number 13, go on safari, preferably to South Africa. It's not really something that massively appeals to me. Like, it looks good in the films and all, but I reckon when you're out there sweating and then you're staring down the eyes of a tiger and you're just like, oh my God, you're going to maul me, it would be terrifying. So that's a no from me. Number 14, publish a book. I'll probably never do that, truth be told. I have the attention span of a fish. I have the attention span of a fish. And I just don't think I could. Bear in mind, you know, reading books, I don't do that anymore. So writing one, I wouldn't put anybody through that. Especially bad enough that you are listening to me. What is number 15? See all 50 states. So I'm assuming this woman might be from America. So far I've been to 31. It would have been more after my trip a couple of years ago, but I had to cut the trip short due to illness. Sorry to hear that, Danny. I have been to 0 states. And yes, going, like, if someone asked me my bucket list or one thing I could do tomorrow morning, going to America and going to New York City specifically is number one, is tippy top of that list. And there's just no two ways about it. Something I've wanted to do for a long, 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 long time. And yeah, it's actually annoying me thinking about it because, you know, I have nothing in the immediate pipeline to go do it. But see all 50 states, primarily New York City. Travel across part of Europe by train. That would be brilliant. My brother Kieran's actually done that. Kieran went, I was going to call it, he went like semi-interrailing. Just the year before COVID, he was in Hamburg, Krakow, Prague, I believe. I think. Berlin, I believe. Actually, you know what we'll do? We'll ring Kieran right now. Whether or not he answers is a different story. But I've never actually done this in the middle of a podcast. But we'll ring Kieran and see how this goes. Really embarrassing when he won't answer to me. Right. Contacts on the phone. Oh, there's reading the reasons. Good lad. Right. Let's see if this works. Hopefully you can hear this. If I press the button, that would help.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on the McLav podcast. Please do not swear.
Oh, okay.
What's the crack?
How's it going?
All good. I've a couple quick questions for you.
Okay.
I'm going through someone's bucket list here, and they're talking about 40 things they'd like to do before they're 40.
Okay.
And one of them is number 16, travel across part of Europe by train. So I thought I'd bring in an expert.
Oh, brill. Oh, well, I'm flattered.
So, did I get this right? You went from Hamburg, you went to Hamburg, Prague, Krakow, and Berlin. Is that right?
Well, yeah, but Hamburg was a separate.
Oh, right. So, it was.
Okay. Yeah, that was actually 3 years ago today.
Today? Part.
Yeah.
What excellent timing. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then we went to Hamburg first, and then 2019, I think it was, we went to Krakow.
Yeah, that would have been the same year. And then, you would have done that in the February, and then drilling in the summer.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Right. So talk us through the summer leg of train travel.
It's lethal. Like we flew into Krakow, and we were there. How long were we there for? About 6 days.
Class.
And
that long.
Yeah, it was 6 days, and then we got a bus to Prague, but like it was a bus and train.
Yeah.
And that was about 6 hours journey. It was great, to be honest. Like we accidentally bought business class, and we were treated like kings and queens, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then we went from Prague to Berlin for the last like 4 or 5 days, and it was great as well.
Class. And then you were tempted to extend your stay.
Yeah, me and Dagger, we were going to take an impromptu trip to Amsterdam.
Take a little look into Amsterdam here, see what the crack is.
Yeah, just delve in the local cuisine.
Yes, I follow your drift. I follow your drift. But to the listeners, would you recommend?
I would 100% recommend. Like the thing is, the holiday like out there, it feels like you're on like three different holidays in the one.
Class.
So like. Like I'm raising, we didn't do like 7 places. Like if I could, I would. You know, I'd definitely take that holiday over any mental holiday for 4 days. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, you're immediately dissing the holiday that you're already going on this summer.
Yeah, I know. I'm going on one, but to be fair, I haven't went one of those
nothing to compare yet.
Yeah, listen. No, but if anybody's thinking about it, I would 100% say go for it. Like.
Excellent. I'll let you go, folks. Round of applause.
Oh, bro, we can get an actual end of applause.
Yeah, you're hooked up with the roadcaster. But listen, I'll let you go. I'll give you a text after, right?
Yes, no bother.
All right, cheers, good luck.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Right.
There we go, folks. A cameo from my younger middle brother, Kieran, and his experiences of going around Europe. So there you have it. If you want to do it, you have his blessing and his recommendation. Moving on to number 17. How long have we been recording? About 20 minutes now. 3 minutes of ramble and 17 things to talk about. Good stuff. Break a habit. What is one bad habit, apart from Ed Sheeran, that I have? That was a terrible joke, by the way. I don't know. Maybe just constantly eating so much, or like adding unnecessary amounts of cheese to anything. I feel compelled to just throw half a bag of cheese on anything that I'm eating. Cup of spuds, cup of toast, cup of, you know, a cheesy pizza. I'll just throw more cheese on top of it. Pardon me. Number 18, read a book in one sitting. Now, this is going to sound extremely hypocritical based on the fact that 2 minutes ago I said I wouldn't write a book because I don't even read them. But my uni lecturer gave me Sir Alex Ferguson's autobiography. And I read a page out of it the other day, just out of nosiness, and realised that, you know, I have so much free time over here now that I could genuinely read that whole thing in one go. Now, I could, but whether or not I would is a different thing because my attention span, as I said, is that of a fish. And Jesus, I'm really not original like Emma. That's two times now in this podcast how I've described my attention span being. But I would love to try it, but at the same time it just sounds extremely hypocritical to what I just said about 5 minutes ago. Number 19 is visit every continent. I have been to one continent. Actually, that's a lie. No, right, so the part of Turkey I was in was sort of like half on the border with Asia, if that makes sense. Which is pretty damn cool. But we were staying, I'm almost certain, in the European part. So I'll actually just Google that now while we're here. But I'm pretty confident I stayed in Europe, not Asia. What was the place I said again? I don't know why I'm asking you. What continent is Marmaris? Oh, it's actually in Asia. Wow, so I have been to Asia. Bloody hell, that is an interesting fact about me that I didn't know. Let's go to Google Maps. No, I'll do that after, because you just don't care. So yeah, I've been to 2 continents, been to Europe, been to Asia. Very exciting fact. Number 20, go on a skiing holiday with friends. Now yeah, that looks class. And especially around this time of year when so many people are away skiing. It looks unbelievable. Can you just imagine spending a week on the slopes, getting that good work in during the day, and then getting blinded on Jägermeister, which is seemingly all you're allowed to drink on a skiing holiday. Number 21. I feel like I'm going through the top 40 here, you know, on BBC Radio 1, except I'm extremely boring compared to whoever normally does it. Number 21, sing at an open mic night. Fun fact, there is actually an open mic night this Friday in Nunnery Court. Now, I don't plan on singing at it. I actually don't even plan on drinking at it either because I'm trying to save the finances. But if anybody would like to, you know, sponsor me a bottle of wine, I might sing a song. Yeah, basically open mic night here is just exactly, it is exactly what it says it is. The set of microphone and speakers up in the common room. People get blitzed, go up and sing, have a sing song. And it's class crack. This week's theme, or this month's theme, is anything but a cup. So you're allowed to like drink, but it's not allowed to be in a cup or a bottle, if that makes sense. You have to drink it from something different. So thinking about either bringing the kettle out or a saucepan or something, and that'll just have to do. Number 22, be able to do an unassisted pull-up. Again, me being a big gym bro now, that might be achievable at some point in the future, but as of right now, it absolutely is not. Number 23, have a signature dish. What the hell is a signature dish? This is what Danny says. My signature dish is fridge-raid pasta. I have a skill for taking ingredients that are on their way out and making them into a tasty and comforting pasta dish. No. Oh, right, okay. So, like, this is my go-to meal. This is what I cook. Bloody hell, that looks delicious. Wow. What the hell is that? That is some form pasta. Yeah, so basically, a signature dish is something that you cook up all the time and something that's great. And to be fair to her, whatever the hell she cooked there looks unbelievable. And of course, it's lathered in cheese as well. So of course, I'm going to be delighted about it. Number 24, go for high tea. My friend Claire took me for high tea on my 30th birthday. So basically, high tea, what I'm assuming is it looks like a afternoon tea in like a skyscraper. And I know that sounds extremely basic, but you have an assortment of Trebek there, a wee bit of rosé, champers, and they're looking out of some skyscraper window. Number 25, start a retirement fund. Nah, not interested, not yet, mate. Number 26, watch IMDb's top 250 films. No way. No way. Like, I can barely sit through one sitting, as I'm saying, you know, like, my attention is awful. I can hardly sit through more than two episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which the episodes are only like 22 minutes long, without, you know, losing attention span, turn it off. You know, I can go to the cinema, I can watch films. It's because I'm forced to and have nothing else to do. But like sitting home and voluntarily watching films, unless it's one that I've seen over and over and over again, I'm not gonna. I'm very plain, very boring. I don't watch new things. People ask me what type of films I like. I like gimmicky, one-off comedy films that either have Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, Charlie Day, Jason Sudeikis, Ed Helms. You know what I'm talking about. Those types of funny one-off films, like The Other Guys, Step Brothers, Get Hard. There's loads of them. Of course, can't name more than three now, but still. Number 27, go on a road trip around Scotland. Would be good. Would like to do a road trip around Ireland before I try Scotland, but end up around the Highlands would be nice. Number 28, be debt-free. Debt-free, apart from a mortgage. Yeah. I wish. Doesn't seem, like, as of right now, being a student and stuff, doesn't seem achievable. Number 29, do the Three Peaks Challenge. Now, it's not ticked off yet, but I believe I know what this is. I think that is doing the three tallest peaks in Great Britain on one day, or within a couple of days. That would be Ben Nevis, Snowdon, and, oh Christ, I don't know what the other one is. Thank God for Google, Three Peaks. Oh, that's Google Maps, Larry, you idiot. Three Peaks Challenge. My flatmates are definitely convinced I have something wrong with me. It's an actual, that has an actual website. Right. Ben Nevis, Scaffold Pike, and Snowdon. So, Scaffold Pike must be in England. And then, obviously, if you wanted to, you could take in Slieve Donard for Northern Ireland and then Carn Toole for Ireland. Now, I don't know what height they are in metres. It's only given feet. But, yeah, that actually seems like a pretty fun challenge. I would rather do it over the space of a week rather than in one day because, quite frankly, you know, I did Slieve Donard, which is 850 metres. And it killed me for about 19 business days. So, moving on. Number 30. Bloody hell, I'll be that far through already. Go to a drive-in movie theatre. I think it's the idea of it sounds better than what it actually would be. Because, you know, you pull in and they tell you how to tune your radio. And what if you can't get it or the sound's not right. Or someone parks in front of you in a big old Jeep and you can't see shit all. You know, what do you do then? Number 31, climb a mountain. Well, surely, Danny, that just involves the Three Peaks Challenge, so you're wrapping two into one there, so I'm, at the minute, going to count your list as invalid, or only 39 things long. Is a peak a mountain? Maybe not. Mount Slieve Donard. Suppose they're peaks, and then Mount Kilimanjaro. Suppose. There's me proved wrong. Go on the longest zip wire. And my God, this woman is obsessed with zip wires. Go on the longest zip wire in the UK. Where is it? Number 33. Shower in a waterfall. This isn't I'm a Celebrity. We're not in the jungle and it will be absolutely Baltic. But I mean, just to be all nature, bro. I don't see why I would rule it out. Let me see. Number 34, sleep under the stars. Yes. Sounds good to me. I'm assuming camping counts. I've been camping before. Me and my dad went camping in 2007 years ago. About 15 years ago. Bloody hell, 15 years ago. And we got stuck. our car got stuck in the mud and we had to get a tractor to come and pull us out. And it was absolutely hilarious because we're just people walking past looking at us going, look at you absolute donuts. Bear in mind, I was maybe 9 or 10, so of course I would have been absolutely no help to my dad, who had to put the tent up himself, take it down by himself, then, you know, pack it all in the car, and then realize that, you know, our car is inevitably sinking into the ground. So I'm sure that was a fun experience for him. I'd say he recalls it slightly differently than I do, but nonetheless, funny. Number 35, going a road trip across the States. Again, feel like it doubles up on the visiting all 50 states, but it's definitely something I would love to, you know, that's the American dream, isn't it, really? You know, start on the East Coast and head out west, boys. What does Danny have to say for herself? Oh, she's done it, right. In 2008, here we go, folks, story time. I spent 2 weeks traveling with my dad by car through New England, visiting Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, New York State, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and back into New York, brackets Manhattan. My dad then flew home, and I carried on across the states for another 8 weeks, visiting Maryland, Florida, Illinois, Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Hawaii. A year later, I returned with a friend and traveled by train from New York to California via Illinois. Oh, what do you call it? Is it the California Zephyr, I believe is what that's called, that big railroad. There, in fact, for you. Going through Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. So there you go, folks. If you couldn't name pretty much every state in America, you can now. But yeah, if you want to go and check that out so that you know I'm not actually lying, the California Zephyr, Zephyr. And I know that doesn't sound like a real word, but I promise you it is. This real scenic train journey that I think it actually does take a couple of days, but it'll take you from one side of the country to the other. In 2015, I returned again and visited New York, Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, and Nevada. I just attached a few photos here at Golden Gate Bridge, the Big Bean in Chicago, which if you don't know what that is, go and Google it. It's absolutely hilarious. It's one of the weirdest tourist attractions ever. It's just a big, massive chrome bean. That sounds so stupid to say in Chicago. I don't know where that is, but it looks like either a movie set or a rich person's house. Where else? That is in New York. Again, you can't see any of these, so there's no point there. There's no point talking about it. Number 36, donate blood. Yes, I would like to do that. I probably will do that if there's a blood donation drive over the summer. Yeah, someone remind me about that, so it looks like I'm not lying. Number 37, island hop around Greece. Well, been to Zante and rented a boat out and went to Turtle Island and then come back to Zante. Does that count? If you're giving out technicalities, then yes, I'm taking it, because, you know, Danny, your list is doubling up here on itself, so I'm taking that small win. I've been island hopping around Greece. How sophisticated of me. But yeah, she's talking there about the likes of Mykonos and what do you call that other one? It's all the white buildings. Santorini. Aye. Yeah, to do it properly would be good. Like, number 38. See the new wonders of the world. What the hell are they? I've seen the Colosseum in Rome. So just the Great Wall of China. Petra in Jordan. Chichen Itza. In Mexico, Machu Picchu in Peru, the Taj Mahal in India, and Christ the Redeemer in Brazil to go. If they're the new wonders of the world, what are the old ones? And how many of them are there? Right, folks. Back to Google we go. Old wonders. If I could type. What is there, 17 of them? What are the original 7 wonders of the world from abcnews.go.com? Sounds good. Right. After learning about some da 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 da. Right. Don't care. Could I just get a list, please? or I think the pyramid, right, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. I have no idea what that is. The statue of Zeus at Olympia. The Temple of Artemis at Ephesus. Sounds like a book from the Bible. The Mausoleum at Halicarnassus. They are really challenging me today with how well I can and can't speak. What the hell is a mausoleum? Admired for its stunning beauty, the mausoleum thing at Halicarnassus, located near the modern city of Bodrum in Turkey, was built as the tomb for the Persian king Mausolus of Korea. Not Korea, Korea, as in Maria, spelled with a C. The Colossus of Rhodes. The Lighthouse Pharaohs of Alexandria. Bloody, I have never heard of any of these. That's crazy. Yeah, I think I'll just stick to the new wonders of the world. The ones that I actually know. The Taj Mahal will be unbelievable to see. And I think Christ the Redeemer will be freaky, but also cool. Sleep in a haunted house. Well, I'm convinced my next door neighbour Blake's house is haunted and I've stayed there, so I'm taking that short victory. And oh, hang on, this goes on. She's extended. What has she done? Right, number 40, I'll tell you what it is. Number 40 is celebrate St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. Check. I don't know. That's not exactly the designated effect I was going for, but we'll stick with it. Yeah. It's class. If you're not from Ireland and you ever get the opportunity to come over and do it, man, it's class crack. Number 41. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. It actually goes over 40, so I have to say how far down this list it actually does go, because I don't want to keep going forever. Right, it goes down till about 50, so we'll do a couple more, because this is 40 for episode 40, of course. 41 is flying first class. Would love to. I think it would be just one of those surreal experiences. You know, again, I was talking earlier about acting above your means, but it would be fantastic. And you just get treated like a king. Number 42, feed an elephant. Did that once, I believe, and it's going to sound crazy, at a circus on the Portadown Road in Lurgan, whereas Danny here did it in Thailand, so hers wins significantly. Number 43, go to Oktoberfest. Yeah, I would love to do that this year, because the NFL's going to Munich, I believe, around the same time as Oktoberfest, so that would be unbelievable. Stand up paddle boarding. I feel like my arms would get tired very quickly. Right, so feels like she's repeating herself here again. See the sunset in Santorini. We've already mentioned there. Right, and there's more stuff about books. Learn to drive, done that. Made an alpaca. Yes, I've done that. It was unbelievable. The Wild Alpaca Way in County Donegal, Ireland. Incredible experience. Made a penguin. I've seen one at the zoo. Right, listen, I feel like because there's more stuff about books and the states and zip wires again there, so I feel like it's only going to start to repeat itself even further, but quite unintentionally, this seems to be wrapping up perfectly at 40 minutes. I know after I added it, it'll be just shy of 40 minutes, but 40 minutes for the 40th episode. Listen, it's been so much fun even getting this far. I'll not get all deep and emotional. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you so much for all your support. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, if there's anything that you would like to do before you're 40, or 40 different things, let me know. And I'll see you all in the next episode of the McLav Podcast. Cheers.